Welcome to Stories in the Valley. I'm your host, Charles Kiernan. The Children's Winter Series has already begun. It's held at Godfrey Daniels on the first and third Sunday afternoons, now through March. This coming Sunday, my dear friend Larry Skierman will be on stage. Larry has been a member of the Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild as long as the Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild has been. From lively folk tales to heartfelt personal stories, Larry's resonant voice will carry you along down the river of the spoken word. I'm going to play for you Potato Supper from his CD, Larry Skierman Live. Welcome to the stage, my friend Larry.
Really, it's a pleasure to be here. And I'd like to tell you an Irish folk tale. It's called Potato Supper. Now, this time of year is the summer solstice. That's the longest day of the year, and it's the start of summer. And they say that you can see fairies at this time of year more than any other time. And some say if you have a stone that has a hole in it, but it's made by water or wind, but not salt water, it has to be fresh water or wind, and if it made a hole in it, naturally, if you use that, it's called a fairy spy, and you could look through that hole, and at night you can see the fairies dancing and playing and singing. And some also say that the fairy people are fairies and elves and leprechauns and all that type of stuff, that the fairy people once were angels. And because of their sins, they were chased out of heaven and fell down to earth. And when they got to earth, they got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And they got crankier and crankier and crankier. And they loved to play pranks. They loved to irritate humans. Now, this time of the year, the fairies were out dancing. And they came out, and they sit on a fairy ring. It's all a bunch of toadstools, round ring. And they're sitting there, and they're dancing, and they're singing, and there's hundreds of them. And they're playing and dancing. And all of a sudden, one of the elder fairy people said, "Cease! Cease your humming! Cease your mumming!" By my smell, I can tell that a priest is coming. Take a deep breath. Smell that holiness. Ooh! And they all scampered and went into hiding. Some hid underneath the leaves, the columbine, and the foxglove. Some went down by the banks and hid underneath the bank by the river. Some hid under the shadows of rocks and trees. Some even climbed the trees. And when they were all hid, sure enough, Father Horrigan came clopping along on his pony. Now, everybody loved the beloved father. He was one of the kindest, one of the wisest men in the county. Everybody knew him. Everybody loved him. And the sun was sinking down, down. And as he clopped by on his pony, he said to himself, it's a long day. The days are longer this time of year. I should find some shelter in the next cabin I come across. And that's what he did. He came to the cabin of Dermot Leary. Without knocking, he just entered and said, "Oh, bless you all, bless you all." And they were happy to see him because everybody loved the father. "Come, come in," Mrs. Leary said. And the children said, "Oh, yes, come, come in, father." Now, Dermot knew that the only thing they had to offer him was potatoes. But he thought, "You know, I put a net down by the river earlier today. Maybe a salmon is caught. I'll just steal away out the back door, and I'll go down and see if I can have a salmon for supper. And as he got down to the bank of the river, he looked, and in his net was a large salmon, one of the biggest salmon he ever saw. And he said, "Oh, glory be. Oh, salmon for supper tonight." And he grabbed his net, and he started to pull his net in. And there was a tug, and the net just pulled out of his hands, and that salmon flew up in the air and jumped back in the water and sailed away down that stream, leaving a silver wake in the moonlight. "I curse you! Curse all your days and nights! There must have been an evil thing that helped you tug out of me hands!" And then he heard,
No, Leary, it wasn't an evil thing. There was 100 of us. There was 100 of us tugging on that, Leary."
And he looked about, and there were all the fairy people, and there were hundreds of them. He said, "Oh, what do you want with me?"
They said, "Ah, Leary, we need your help."
"My help? No. No, I'm not selling my soul to you.
But we need your help. We need you to ask the priest a question."
"No, no. But we can put a feast out of salmon, and if you want, some goose. Oh, it'll be a feast for the king. Imagine how the Reverend Father would feel if you had a nice feast for him.
We can put it out quick as a wink.
You just have to ask one question.
One good, honest question, that's all, Leary."
One question. "That's it, one question. Question of our heart's desire."
"I'll have nothing to do with the supper. I'll ask the question, but I'm not selling my soul for a supper for the priest. No, nay."
"Ask the priest on the last day where the fairy people's souls go to heaven." "Is that it?"
"That's it. That's our heart's desire. You could do us a great justice if you would ask." So McDermott hurried home and walked into the back door, and then he looked, and there was the father sitting by the fire with the children, telling him a story. And his wife was preparing the supper, and he looked over at the father, and he said, "Excuse me, reverends, could I be asking you a question?"
"Why, sure. Sure, McDermott.
What's the question you want to ask?" He said, "When the fairy people on the last day, would they be going to heaven?"
"Who asked that question? Tell me the truth."
"I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you true. It was the fairy people. They asked me to ask you."
"Well, you tell them if they were to ask me a question that they must be coming here themselves. And they can ask me that question, any other question they want to ask, but they have to ask me face to face now. Go on. Tell them."
McDermott Leary, he went out the back door and he went down to the bank. And there was thousands of fairy people. They all came up close to his feet and to his knees. And they said, "What? What is the question to our heart's desire?" And he told them what the priest said. "If you're going to be asking him a question, you must ask him yourself." And here was a
hiss and a moan and a groan and a stomp and a ooh.
And they scattered about. And Leary, he went back home. And he went back in. And supper was put on the table. And there was a pitcher of milk. And there was some butter, and Father Horrigan got the biggest potato. And the white was bursting out, and it was steaming up. And they ate. And when the meal was over, the good father licked his lips and said, "That was a mighty fine meal." And he looked at McDermott, and he said, "A lot better than any fairy meal." McDermott looked at him. He said, You know, Leary, you could be taking a lesson from them fairy people, because they're still God-fearing creatures, they are. And you could find out your heart's desire
if you become a little bit more God-fearing and come to Mass once in a while. And that's the story of the potato supper.
That was Larry Skierman. He will be appearing at the Guild's Children's Winter Series this Sunday, January 19th, at 2 p.m. at Godfrey Daniels, 7 East 4th Street, Bethlehem. On other Sundays to follow, the Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild is happy to present Robbie Camello, Karen Maurer, Ingrid Bonn, and Kristen Pedamonte. Check out our website for those dates in February and March. Cops and Kids will be there handing out free books, worth the price of admission. By the way, on Friday, January 17th, is Story Cabaret at Touchstone Theater's Intimate Cafe at 321 East 4th Street, Bethlehem. That's right up the hill from Godfrey Daniels. Starts at 8 o'clock. And the theme for this Story Cabaret is Reboot, a.k.a. Starting Over. The feature tellers are Karen Maurer and Michelle Kissinger. Come hear a story and perhaps share a story. Until next time, have fun and keep a story in your heart.